Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. And I want to take you straight to a short piece of scripture found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. So beginning in verse 9, the scriptures say, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine." Now, I would just say to you folks, in our time of meditation, this is a reminder that everything is the Lord's and everything we have is a blessing from Him. Whether you have a great deal or you have little, how we treat that and our attitude toward that makes all the difference in the world. The beginning of the text says, honor the Lord, and to do that with your wealth. And that would be with your skills, that would be with yourself, that would be with your finances, that would be with your friends, and anything, honor the Lord. So let's prepare for a time of meditation and hear from the Lord how He would like you to honor Him in this season. And I believe, friend, the Lord wants to speak to you and tell you that, whether it's a nudge, a prompting, it might even be the voice of God, it might be within you where He wells up and just gives you a sense of, I've got to do something. So in preparation for that, would you join me in this time of prayer? Lord, today, would you give me the best part of everything and a desire to give it to you? Would you give me the ability to manage myself and my tasks and my relationships and my family well, that I might be able to understand and be blessed richly so that my barns with grain and my vats with wine are full because I have lived a blessable life today? Friend, I want to give you a few moments just to hear from the Lord about how He would love to bless you today and what it might be like for you to offer your wealth with the best part of everything you produce to the Lord, His work. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments as you listen in quietude and solitude. Well, let me remind you of that text again. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. My friend, this is the key. Are we living a life that is blessable? Are we living a life that honors the Lord Jesus? If so, my friend, then you are living the blessable life. God bless you. I'm so grateful you joined us on today's weekday meditation. And thank you so much. Go live that blessable life. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.